So recently I had a narcissistic Jezebel psychopath try to insert herself into my reality, and I noticed very quick that the subliminals and all were trying to take away your identity, try to take away your self-worth, try to throw something that your life is not good enough, it could be better, you're really not doing anything. And then by noticing these things, because I've studied them and I have my identity in Christ and nobody can steal your identity, I started thinking about all the men out there who don't even know that their wife or girlfriend's doing this. And there's saved women out there too that people are trying to do it. A lot of times it's a demonic spirit. They're jealous of your identity, your peace. You know, if you say, hey, I'm living in the now, I'm living in 5D, I'm not living in Jerry Springer, they can't stand that because they hate your peace. They hate your identity. They hate your goals. They actually want to, actually what they're really doing is trying to do a destiny shift. They're trying to do a destiny shift and make you like them and vampire off of your stability and your peace and your love and your truth and your empathy. And they can actually steal that image because they don't have it. The narcissistic Jezebel psychopath does not have empathy, does not have compassion. It's all about money. It's all about sex. It's all about drugs. It's all about drinking. It's all about image. Look at me. 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 Look how pretty I am. Look how tall I am. Look how much I got. Look at me. They do outward show gifts because the inside is totally insecure. Now, I didn't think I'd ever have to face it again because, you know, I thought people are stupid to attack a saint. But actually what they do is those who are really highly educated, they get a kick out of it. They want to see if they can knock you down. They want to see if they can mess you up, knock you down. Now, you're human, and you're dealing with a human, but you're also dealing with a demon. And when they don't get their way, they become abusive in their words, in their language, in their cursing, in their manipulation, witchcraft. I'm going to kill myself, stuff like that. And when they get that abusive and start calling you every name under the book, you know you're dealing with a demonic maniac. And you know that they didn't just start this pattern today. And so when you start to realize that this pattern didn't just happen in a relationship, it's going to happen on a job, it's going to happen with family and all that. And if you pay attention to the family interaction, you can actually see people are kind of scared to interact with this person. They don't talk to this person. They're scared of this person because they know this person is insane. They don't take accountability. They don't want to hear your side of the story. It's all about them. They jump to conclusions, accuse, and try to destabilize you because it's an attack. Now, are they paid agents? Probably. Are they working alone? Probably not. What is their motive? It's the same. The Bible tells you their motive: to steal, kill, and destroy. That's their motive. Whether they want to steal your property, want to steal your peace, want to steal your vision, your dream, your word, your identity, whatever it is, it's sick. My first wife, I don't know how she learned it, but she must have learned it from her mama. And I have a sister in Christ. She said she thinks all women are born with it until they repent of it. And it's possible. It's possible because I've seen it in every marriage, every relationship. They're always doing these. You can't hold them accountable. You can't call them out on their junk. You can't even sit down and have a logical conversation saying, you know, this is contrary to the scripture. You know, what you're doing is abnormal behavior. And then you say, let's go to a counselor and go to a mediator, and they don't want anyone to do that. And even during the mediation, they're lying to the counselor. And you call them out and say, you're lying. That didn't happen. What are you talking about? They don't want to go to a mediator because they know a third-party entity will call them out on their junk, and they don't want to be called out on their junk because their mama or their brothers or their sisters or their daddy or whatever has enabled them to be entitled. They're adult, and they live this way their whole life. The sad part is, when you get away from one of them, don't feel depressed or sad. Be praising God because they lived this way their whole life. They've been trained. Unless they get born again and start to do some serious repentance and inner work, they live this way. They don't want authority. And if they do have to submit to authority on the job, they're going to manipulate that authority. And they're probably going to try to sleep with that authority, to be honest with you. And so I've seen this 1,000 times. I've heard it. I've studied it. I've dealt with it. And I'm throwing it out there that if there's these subliminal things that they're doing to make you doubt your reality, doubt your identity, doubt your self-worth, make you think you're not doing it right or good enough, make you doubt your manhood, make you doubt your, compare you to other people. It's not love, it's manipulation, it's witchcraft, it's sorcery, it's using subliminals to try to take you off balance and to demasculate you. You can call it emasculate if you want, but I think it's called demasculate. I don't know, to me, that's a Mandela effect. E means up. D-E means off or down. So they're trying to demasculate you. Masculate is masculine. And if the men are doing it to the women, they're trying to dehumanize the woman. And they're trying to make you think that you don't meet up to some standard that they have in their mind that nobody else has. But it's their standard. And they can't even keep their standards. So it goes back to legalism. It goes back to works-based salvation. It goes back to them getting their identity and trying to be good enough and impress people with the outward show. And it goes back to the fact that they're not in grace, they're still under law, and they want everybody else to be under law and guilt, shame, condemnation. So it's a demonic attack on you, and you better not marry that person, period, because it only gets worse. And then it even gets worse. They'll try to attack you and provoke you and get mad at you and try to get you to lose your cool so they can say, oh, you're an abuser. No. No, you're the abuser. And so if they can provoke you and get you upset, mad, throw a fit, then they can video it or record it or just tell somebody. Or if they can do it in public, all the more. They want you to look stupid in public. And then when you're just calm, cool, and collective and they lose their cool, they have to blame you. So it's a narcissistic thing where everything they do, they have to project it onto other people. Because you have to be an extension of them because they have no identity. They have no identity. So it always has to be projected onto you. And you have to take all their faults and you have to do their job or their identity. You have to be their identity. They're void. You have to be their identity. You have to be their, you know, let's say you're upstanding in a good job or something. They have to get their identity out of you. And I noticed this with my first marriage. You know, I was at a church. Pastor asked me to pray. She squeezed my hand like, oh, you're going to be the center of attention. I thought, why are you squeezing my hand? I'm just praying. Because it was all about her being the center of attention. And she would always go to church late. I'd say, we're going to be late. She wanted to be late because she wanted to be seen. And she didn't care about anybody else and how she was going to disrupt the service. It was always about her and what she wanted. Pure selfishness. Pure entitlement. Pure spoiled brat. Let's just call it what it is. They're spoiled brats, and they think the world owes them something. They get good at the job, yeah. But they're really usually not that good at the job. They just use other people's strength and other people's wisdom, and then they try to make them think that they're not doing their job when they couldn't even do their job. They're trying to demasculate, dehumanize, devalue, destabilize everything that you would try to do, a pirate would try to do with somebody's ship. Everything that a pirate is doing out on the seas, they're trying to do to you. Take away your identity, take away your stuff, take away your time, steal your time, your energy, your effort, try to get you to think about them. The reason they want to cause the drama is because they want to be the center of attention. Do you hear what I'm saying? Let me have my peace. Give me my peace, please. What do you mean, your peace? Is your peace more important than our relationship? Well, you should be, if you don't bring peace to the relationship, we don't have a relationship. No, I'm willing to talk, but I'm not going to fight and argue over stupid stuff that don't even need. Just stay calm. This conversation doesn't need to rise to a next level insanity. You're a human being. How come you treat your dog better than you treat your husband? Why do you treat your cats better than you treat your husband? Because you're as selfish, because the cats don't talk back and the dog don't talk back. And the truth be known, they're out there probably abusing their animals. Because the animals can't talk back, and that's probably where they learned it from, to try to get you not to talk back or speak up. They're abusers, they're psychopaths, they're narcissists, they're demon-possessed. And they want you to take it like they probably do their dogs and their animals. You just don't know. Because they can't speak up. And they might even be abusing the children around them. Because if they're abusing people in every other part of life, come on now. The traits of a psychopath are obvious. Just Google it. Just ask AI. These mental mind games, mental insecurity games to make you think you're not meeting up to some standard, that's really just off the roof sick. It's off the roof sick. If they're trying to monitor every little detail, God don't even do that. Yeah, he knows all things, but I'm saying God don't even, he gives you grace. If they don't want to give you any grace, who is that? That's the Pharaoh. And what is the Pharaoh? Pharaoh's a psychopath. But if you give somebody grace, people don't actually have to say the exact thing that they wanted to say all the time. For real. But you know when somebody's, when you're talking to your so-called quote-unquote girlfriend, which is a joke, and they forget who they were texting or who they were talking to, or they call you by somebody else's name, I mean, you know what they are. Then you have to start paying attention to details because they're revealing what they are. They're two-timers, three-timers, five-timers, you know. They're players. Two-timers, three-timers, players. They're players. If they're calling you by somebody else's name, if they're texting you a message that should have been to somebody else and you know it was another man, and the way it was taught, way it was said, is, you know, it was like somebody from the past and it's probably still around trying to manipulate. And so, long story short, they destroy themselves. They've told so many lies, you don't even have to really catch them anymore. They just start to destroy themselves. And so when you step away, now that you know what narcissism is and you know what demon-possessed people are because of narcissism teachings, you know you're dealing with a psychological mental case, you know? And so just praise God he showed it to you, and he always will. And it's just a matter of, are you going to listen or not, you know? Everything happens for a reason, though. So, to make a long story short, pay attention to the undertones. These people, when they're doing a repeat pattern, they're trying to train you to doubt yourself in some area.